Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
OnlineRadio.com Sports Insider Brian Scalabrini. Insider calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Talking some NBA. Brian, how you doing?
Bill, I'm doing good. I'm kind of bored at these scrimmage games, and I want this thing to start. But I think the basketball has been pretty good. I was surprised. I thought the guys were going to be a little bit rusty, but more teams than not look really good during this time.
I was going to say, I know the Bucks got beat last night, but what I was watching for and I've been watching for is crisp and unsloppy basketball. And I've been seeing guys with no-look passes, guys kind of picking up where they left off, knowing where their teammates are going to be. It seems like the Bucks have been pretty crisp coming out of the chute.
Yeah, I mean, they clearly have the most connected team down in Orlando. You can make an argument that the Lakers look that way as well. They're getting a lot of contributions from a lot of role players. But, you know, this idea that I was wondering how the Bucks were going to respond. I knew with the season, if it played out and they had a home court advantage, it was going to be really difficult to beat those guys, especially four times, and you're going to have to go to Milwaukee, which is a tough place to play. But I was like, how are the Bucks going to perform down in this environment, and especially if the intensity rises up? And after watching the scrimmage games, I feel like Giannis is just going to continue to raise his level and go and just, if a team makes a run, I feel like he's going to, all right, I'm going to drive, spin. And I love the way that he trusts his teammates. We've seen this a little bit this year, but I thought last year when the thing hit the fan with the Toronto Raptors, I thought that he lost trust in his teammates, but I don't know the way that it looks right now. I don't know if he's going to lose trust in these guys. So Milwaukee does seem like the team to beat out East.
With the outbreak regarding Major League Baseball, has that – I said this could kind of be serve as the salvo over the bow of many of the ships, the NBA and the NFL, to say, okay, this is what you don't want to do because this is what can actually happen. Do you think this was not a great thing for Major League Baseball, obviously, but do you think this really kind of sends a shudder through the bubble that is the NBA?
No, I think people think that the Orlando bubble is one of the safest places on Earth right now, and I think that I know that if you're going to do a season, which obviously this is what Major League is trying to do, and I don't think it's sustainable to create a bubble system where you're living in this place so you can play sports where you have to be 9 months away from your families or whatever it is. But the NBA is in a unique situation. They only have 8 games left on this season, and it's a relatively rapid fire thing, and then slowly but surely, unless you're making a run all the way to the finals, teams will start going home after the first round. Teams will start going home after the seeding game. So it sort of makes logical sense for them to do this. I just don't know. Like, if you were asking me, how does football do it? How does baseball do it? Besides the bubble environment, I don't know how any teams think that they could, do this and not. If you're trying to not get the coronavirus, if you don't want the coronavirus to fly through your team, I don't know if it's possible unless you're in a situation like we're seeing down in Orlando.
When you look at the NBA, and we just talked to some of the guys down in Philadelphia about the next closest team to the Bucks. Is it the Philadelphia 76ers? Because Joe Giglio thought that from the whip down there, thought that, you know, the 76ers, Ben Simmons, the way they're playing, Joel Embiid stirring the drink, they're big. They can play them extremely tough if they decide to go big. Do you think that's the real threat to the Milwaukee Bucks?
Well, I think that's discrediting Boston, and that's discrediting Toronto. I mean, Toronto is a defending champ. These guys play with a chip on their shoulder. But I understand Kawhi Leonard's not there anymore, but I put them all as the same. I think it's the Milwaukee Bucks are the best team in the East, and then the next three teams are right there. The benefit of the Bucks is, have you caught any of the Brooklyn games or the Washington Wizards games? I mean, I'm pretty sure that the Bucks 8th through 16th men on the team could beat those teams, and not only beat them, I think they would sweep them. So the Bucks are going to have this first round easy series, and the way it plays out right now, Philly would play Boston. That's a tough first round. The winner of that would play Toronto. So then you have Toronto playing these two teams, and then the grand prize for all that would be the Bucks. The Bucks would have to go through Indiana. I know these things could change, but Indiana or Miami. Listen, Miami's a tough team. They played the Bucks tough this year. They're on a mission to try to – they want to match up with the Bucks in the second round. But I just think that that's too much of a road if you're Philly to beat Boston, which you haven't had playoff success with, you know, in the past, and then turn around and beat Toronto. And you remember what happened last year with the Kawhi Leonard shot. And now all of a sudden you got to go and beat Milwaukee. That seems like a really tough road for any of those teams. And that's why I give the edge to Milwaukee, because I really believe that Giannis could not play a single minute in that first round, and I think that they would blast either the Wizards or they would blast the Brooklyn Nets.
One of the things that I feel is different about this Bucks team this year is the fact that Giannis in the postseason last year in the Eastern Conference Finals, really, they said, okay, Giannis, you're not going to beat us, everybody else beat us, and obviously that didn't happen. I think this is a deeper team. I think guys like DiVincenzo, who was injured last year, who's got a big shot and the confidence to hit a three, he's a guy that can hit from the outside. George Hill with the experience, the Lopez is both down low, being able to protect the rim. I think this is a deeper team, and everybody on this team understands their role, which is why I think they have a leg up on what they did last year. Do you agree?
Yeah, so it's, to me, I look at it like this. I think they're so much better because they have both Lopez twins. And the way that they rotate out, typically when a guy drives the basketball, you wouldn't want to help off of the corner. But the Bucks do that, and then the guy who got driven flies to the corner. So what they do is they speed teams up on the offensive end. They make them play faster, and they use their length and athleticism to fly around. And then when they finally get a shot block, or you drive and the Lopez brothers are there and they make you miss a layup, then they're out running on the other end. And offensively, none of these guys turn down shots. So you have this dynamic player who's learning, we're talking about the MVP here, and he's learning more how to trust his teammates. And he's also learning how to drive, spin, and hit that guy in the corner, and then they just cast up threes. So that formula, when you can defend the rim, you can fly around and take guys off of the three, and somehow you get a bunch of threes, that's really hard to beat them. It makes it where you have to play perfect offensively over the course of, listen, there's 103 possessions in an NBA game. You gotta make the right play, the right pass, and then that pass has to go from a good shot to a great shot, and you've got to keep the Bucks in rotation, and then you got to knock it down, and then you got to get back, fly around on the defensive end, and keep your composure. That's what makes them so good. That's why they're going to be a tough out, because it's not just one possession at the end of a game. No, the 103 possessions offensively and defensively, they wear you out. They're long, they're athletic, and they move the ball and they get good shots. And that adds up to, man, it's going to be really tough to beat those guys four times.
Talking with Brian Scalabrine, our Radio.com NBA insider here on the Bill Michaels show. I wanted to ask you, going out west, who has the better bench? Because usually the old adage is that your starters are going to get you there and the bench is going to win you a championship. The Lakers, the Clippers, the Nuggets, who's got the better bench?
So I'm not putting the Nuggets in the category of the Lakers and the Clippers, but here's the thing. You know, all the money right now is coming in on the L.A. Lakers because everything is going right for them. You know, J.R. Smith is playing well. Deion Waiters is playing well. Like, LeBron is – these guys are all heading in the right direction. They're all focused right now. But when I watch, it's hard for me to watch the Clippers, who also, like, listen, they just had Lou Williams suspended for going to Magic City in Atlanta. They have other guys leaving the bubble. They look disorganized right now. The Lakers look like they're a team on a mission, but I think the Clippers are a better team. I think they're a better matchup. They got multiple guys to throw at LeBron. And whenever I think about LeBron winning a playoff series or losing a playoff series, I always come down to this question. We all know what he's capable of doing. But what I always ask is it too much? Is he required to do too much to beat this team? He's going to be required to guard because they don't have many defensive players on that team. So he has to guard Kawhi Leonard or Paul George. On the other end, the Clippers have about four different guys that they can throw at him. Now, can LeBron be effective during this? Absolutely. But at what toll over the course of seven games is it going to take on him? So I think the Clippers are a team that's designed to beat LeBron and the Lakers. And I don't love the Lakers roster top to bottom, but I do believe that the Clippers, even though the Lakers are trending in the right direction, I do believe the Clippers will get it together. I've played for Doc. We won a championship together in Boston. He's one guy that I'm certain that he's going to get these guys on the right page.
Who's going to represent the East? Who's going to represent the West?
I got the Clippers.
Clippers out West? Bucks in
the
East?
I got the Clippers. I just think they're too deep. They're deep. They have tough guys, tough-minded. They are a team designed to beat the Lakers.
Okay. And then you got the Bucks coming out of the East?
Can I at least watch the eight games before I make that decision? I'm the one thing that really – I got to watch Philadelphia. I got to see – because, look, they were a disaster this year. I have to watch Philadelphia and see if this whole thing will work. The Ben Simmons at point forward, getting contributions from Al Horford. I know on paper it makes a lot of sense. I just got to watch it, and I got to watch how Brett Brown makes adjustments on the fly. These are all things that have been question marks in the past. I want to see that. And then when that happens, I'll be able to make it. Right now I'm leaning towards the Bucks. If I had to put money down on a team to go to the finals, it would be the Bucks. But I just want to watch Philly. I do. I want to watch how Ben Simmons is in this new position.
Great stuff, Brian, as always. I appreciate it, and we'll talk again down the road, okay?
Yeah, anytime. You got it.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you later. That was Radio.com Sports Insider Brian Scalabrine. The Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil. Pennzoil motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it wrong, or been getting it right, I should say, and have been doing it right for their workers, for their employees, for all the people that work hard for them. They take care of you. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.